Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. With rising corona numbers across the country, concern is growing in Berlin, where hospitals are adjusting to an increasing number of patients, demand for booster vaccinations is growing, and there are calls for stricter rules. Therefore, unvaccinated people must prepare for stronger corona restrictions in Berlin, as the Senate is planning to extend the 2G rule and apply it to more places and events. Health Senator Kalaichi told RBB yesterday that the regulation to allow only vaccinated and recovered people to events is being, quote, prepared. On Sunday evening, State Secretary for Health Martin Matz of the SPD had stated on the RBB Abendschau, quote, "We must now help the hospitals, and we must better protect all people, especially the non-vaccinated. It therefore boils down to the fact that we will need more regulations with 2G access," unquote. Berlin's SPD state chair, Franziska Giffey, who does plan to be elected mayor in December, told the German press agency that the situation is serious, stating, quote, "We must do everything we can to avoid another lockdown, especially the closure of schools and daycare centers," unquote. Giffey is also advocating for the use and expansion of the 2G rule to be mandatory in places and at events with a high number of participants, but emphasized that exceptions must remain for children and those for whom there is no vaccine or who cannot get vaccinated, adding, quote, "For everyone else, it should be the case that unvaccinated people cannot have access to cultural institutions, clubs, gyms, restaurants, cinemas, or even visits to hospitals or nursing homes," unquote. The FDP in the House of Representatives spoke out against further restrictions. Chairman Sebastian Chaya remarked, quote, "Instead of pitting the vaccinated against the unvaccinated and advancing the division of society, we need to take away people's fears. The first step would be to make antigen testing free again for everyone," unquote. In addition, he believes clear and scientifically based guidelines are needed for booster vaccinations, as well as more first vaccination offers. CDU State Leader Kai Wegner expressed similar views. He also called for swift invitations to boosters. The parliamentary group leader of the Greens in the House of Representatives, Bettina Jarasch, expressed herself somewhat more cautiously, stating, quote, "I presume that we must make 2G the rule and 3G the exception," unquote. And she said that everything relating to basic services, however, such as local public transport or shopping in supermarkets, should be explicitly excluded from this and must remain possible without vaccinations and testing. Jarasch is also critical of mandatory vaccinations for those in the nursing and medical fields, as she believes this would be a significant encroachment on fundamental rights and is something that could only be decided at the federal level. She is appealing to the federal government to reintroduce the free citizen tests, however, and she also thinks it's important to maintain 3 corona tests per week in schools, as was the practice in Berlin immediately after the vacations. The Berlin AfD, on the other hand, rejects tightening the corona rules, as parliamentary group leader Christine Brinker told RBB. She sees this as a discrimination against the unvaccinated, should they no longer be allowed into hospitals, retirement homes, or theaters, for example, with the 2G rule. For now, operators of restaurants or event organizers, for example, can decide for themselves whether to use the 3G or the 2G model in their establishments, including the upcoming Christmas markets. For clubs and other providers of dance events, on the other hand, 2G is already mandatory. As of yesterday, the 7-day incidence for the whole of Berlin was just under 200. In Reinickendorf, Neukölln, Mitte and Spandau, however, it is now well above that. So, as we've been doing for the better part of the last 2 years, we'll do our best to stay on top of the latest corona rules and regulations as they are decided upon from both the federal and state government. So stay tuned. The Berlin-Brandenburg Trade Association, or the HBB, is warning of possible supply bottlenecks in the retail sector, especially before the holiday season. Because of the corona pandemic, supply chains are often interrupted, especially for fall and winter merchandise. Christina Minkley from HBB told RBB that retailers have already given the association feedback to this effect. There is a shortage of raw materials and labor for many manufacturers due to quarantine orders, as well as a shortage of shipping containers. In addition to shoes and clothing, electronic and household appliances are also affected. While retailers had ordered the goods in time, many have not received them due to the supply situation. The Trade Association is therefore recommending that customers start looking for holiday gifts now. Additionally, they are asking customers not to take out their frustration on retailers, who usually cannot change anything about the situation. For those opposed to coronavirus immunization and the increasing pressure on those eligible to get their first jabs or boosters, counterfeit vaccination passports are becoming more and more sought after. At the Berlin State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA, 169 reports related to the phenomenon of falsified vaccination books were processed at the beginning of November. The department had received numerous anonymous tips and reports on the possession of forged vaccination cards, as well as complaints from pharmacies when they noticed anomalies in the vaccination books presented in applications for digitization. Moreover, doctors are also reporting to the police when they learn that their name or stamp was being misused. According to police, counterfeit vaccination books are offered on the internet, mainly in chat groups, but also on sales platforms for up to 350 euros. The authorities added that before the corona pandemic, there was no need to add tamper-proof features to vaccination books, and because the blank books are still freely available for purchase, success against counterfeiting can only be achieved through the cooperation of all parties involved. To achieve this, the Berlin police are working closely with the local medical association as well as the Berlin Chamber of Pharmacists. Because of this, counterfeits are being seized more and more frequently. As Berlin Briefing reported back in June, a case had become known in which a doctor was observed at the vaccination center at the Arena Treptow forging blank vaccination cards. During the search of the doctor, the police found about 1,000 euros in cash. The result of an online survey of 1,000 people conducted by the RBB consumer magazine Supermarkt posing the question, "Are you satisfied or would you like to move?" Roughly half of Berliners responded that they would like to change apartments, 4 out of 10 would leave the capital, and an ever-increasing number would like to move to Brandenburg. More specifically, 36% of Berliners thinking of moving would like to leave the city. Of these, almost half, 41%, want to move away to a more rural area. The survey reporting notes that it is primarily women and young couples with small children who want to change their living situation. Per the survey, the reasons why more and more Berliners are opting to live in the countryside range from the search for peace and quiet and escaping the noise of the big city at 56%, to the lack of security at 41%, and the, quote, bad air in Berlin at 31%. One of the main reasons for the new urban exodus is the tight rental market in the city. At 59%, more than half of those surveyed want to leave the Hauptstadt because of high rents. Nevertheless, according to the report, it has long since become more difficult to find a suitable property in rural areas as well. While 10 years ago, prices averaged 50 euros per square meter, they have since tripled. In 5 counties on the edge of Brandenburg, land is still available at a price of less than 100 euros per square meter, in Prignitz, Uckermark, and in the 3 counties in the far south. But the closer the location is to Berlin, the more expensive it becomes. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.